The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger, by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. I've just been in touch with a boy, well, a man now. He's a cosmetics surgeon, but he was a boy I was at school with, actually. Called Alexander Claypole. He was a very pretty young lad. He looked very like the Milky Bar kid. In fact, our father Murphy had a real penchant, or a liking, really was very keen on him. And one of my jobs at school was to catch him and drag him to Father Murphy's office. And I'd get extra strawberry jam, which is great. But anyway, I've been in touch with him, and he specialises in foreskin facials, mainly sort of South Korean babies. But I've had an idea, which leads me to my next question, which is, are you circumcised? Yeah. All right, Rog, give us a ring. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I hope you're well, mate. I'm feeling quite emotional at the moment because I've just come out of my first therapy session, which was quite heavy going, in actual fact. It was clear that there was some, you know, something's going on, and in fact, the therapist sat looking at me with very wide eyes for most of it, and I think he was scared. I don't know if that's if he was, but he looked scared. I'm not sure what I've done or what I'm in store for, but it was quite a tough hour. It's been a year, isn't it? It's been a difficult year. In other news, I'm not circumcised. I was nearly circumcised as a young boy because of I had an infected penis, but that was cleared up with antibiotics, and in the end, it was deemed unnecessary to remove my foreskin. So, I do still have it. Okay, mate. Hope that helps. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. So you're in therapy, are you? Well, you know, I suppose so. Linda did it for a bit and blamed an awful lot of things on me and on her parents. But, you know, there's only so much your mum and dad can do. I mean, Christ, my dad used to lock me under the stairs for days. But I don't hold it against him, you know. I mean, he just was doing... It was sort of generational. Anyway, yeah, it's a can of worms, mate. All that shit. Talking can of worms, I just wanted to know how well endowed you are. You've got very big feet. You've got a big chopper? Because I'm just doing some maths. It's great that you've got a foreskin. You weren't circumcised. I think that infection is going to really pay off. Funny how things work out. But yeah, if you can give me a ring, it's basically a South Korean baby's foreskin. I would imagine, I'm just guessing, that you, we need to have a chat, but it's, there's a lot of money involved, and I know you're a bit hard up, so I can help. All right, mate, give us a ring. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. To answer your question, first of all, I'm not huge. You know, it's not like I've got a cucumber down there. It's more of a sort of carrot, I suppose. But I do have quite a long foreskin. When the penis is flaccid, there's probably an excess of about 3/4 of an inch of foreskin that hangs over the end. But I just want to say, I don't know what you have in mind, but you know, my therapist has sort of said to me, well, she said a lot of things, but one of the things she said, I have to be a little bit more assertive. So I want to just let you know that I don't want to do pornography or anything like that. If that's what you were thinking or had in mind, I'd rather not do that. But money is always, you know, necessary. It's always good. I mean, it'd be great to take Jamie somewhere on holiday, and obviously I can't do that on the benefits check, although I've got an interview for housing benefits soon. If that comes through, that would be great. I mean, so, and my therapist also said that I was the deepest well of despair she'd ever seen, which I took as a compliment, I don't know. It'd be good to be the best at something, I suppose. Anyway, let me know if I can help you. Bye-bye, mate.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. That's really good news to hear that you've got a very long foreskin. With regards to the analogy of the cucumber and the carrot, carrots can be quite big or quite small or quite... So I was a bit confused, a bit vague. Would you mind doing me a favour? Would you mind measuring it? If you measure it from... when it's flaccid, pull the end and pull it as hard, stretch it out as hard as you can and measure it. That might be a bit tricky, might need more than two hands, but just give me a sort of as good a measurement as you can from the tip of the bell end to the end of the foreskin pulled out, just to give me a ballpark. And your therapist's a woman. Good luck with that, mate. Yeah. You told her about Anne? But you live, about what you do to pay the rent? I'm sure she'd be interested in that. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here, just out and about, walking my new dog. Yeah, a lovely little chihuahua thing. Yeah, come on. Come on. That's it. Yeah, my therapist advised me to get a dog because it... she thought it might relax me, and it's really doing the trick, you know. So what did you want to tell me, what you have in mind regards well my foreskin? I'm presuming you're thinking about something. I will measure it for you, if it helps you, and if you could fill me in the details. Okay, mate, bye-bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Just in the bathroom. So the measurements are thus: from the end of the helmet to the tip of the foreskin, measures slightly longer than I had anticipated, at an inch and 3/4. So that's what we're dealing with. Okay, mate. Thank you. Bye bye.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. Look mate, I'm not going to muck you about. Basically, Claypole needs foreskin. He needs foreskin and he's paying very good money. So that's it, basically. I mean, so I've been, you know, inquiring with people I think who might be interested whether they if they're circumcised or not and if they want to play ball. So yeah, that's it. It's just a straight up offer. I think you said it was 1 3/4, which is massive, really massive. So that would be a very big payout, basically. So, you know, up to you. I know it's a big call, but if you're interested, get back to me. All right. Cheers, Roger. Bye. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Good that you're getting on with your little woofer. That's great. I had a dog. I loved it. Look, mate, I have been meaning to bring this up for a while, actually. I've always felt that Anne has been a difficult presence in your life. Although I know she's given you someone to lay your head, I think what you've had to give her in return has outweighed that generosity. I've always sought to highlight that. I think she can be very passive-aggressive and manipulative. The thing with the foreskin project, so to speak, is that it's, I think not that long ago, it was discovered that if you take the foreskin from South Korean babies they were used for, and I think you mix it in with some sort of collagen and inject it into the forehead for sort of rich women in their middle years, and it plumps up the face like a sort of Botox. Anyway, this is what my chap Claypole does. And because you've got nearly 2 inches of foreskin, that's some good gold, Rog. That's some seriously good gold. So that's it, really. It's just a straight transaction, one by which I know you'd be interested in because you need the money. So I'm just you know, looking for opportunities for that, and that came up. All right, mate. Tell me what you think. All right, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's wait. Come back. Come here. It's the dog. She's a scampy running off. Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Listen, mate. A couple of things. Important things, actually. Firstly, with regards to, I had another session with the therapist, and she has. Well, something quite alarming has come up, and I wanted just to bring it to your attention. I'm sort of, you know, trying to be a bit more assertive. I just want people to know where I'm at the moment. And we sort of identified the fact that somebody quite close to me has been manipulating me for a little while now, and it's been damaging my sort of self-esteem. We haven't got to the, you know, to the bottom of the who's and the whys and all, you know, what have you, but that was sort of a startling moment for me, you know, like a seismic shift. Wait, come. Sorry, she's running off again. There was sort of a seismic shift. Anyway, so that, you know, leads me to my next point, where I'm going to be a little bit assertive now. And you know, regards to this foreskin business, what does Claypole need the foreskin for? I mean, I think I have a right to know that if I'm going to give it up. And also, what's the money here? Because that's, you know, it's all right. It's a part of my body that I don't really need, but I'm still giving it to somebody I don't know. So you know, obviously, I want paying for that. Again, apologies for the tone. It's just that I'm trying to be a bit more assertive. Hope that's okay, mate. Come on. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. That's very interesting, news about what your therapist discovered. I have been meaning to mention it to you for a while, mate, you know, because I've been feeling perhaps that there's things that I could have been more honest with you about, because I really feel that Anne is quite a dark presence in your life. And I feel a responsibility as a friend to highlight that for all you do for Anne, I don't know what she gives you. I mean, I know she gives you a roof over your head, but apart from that, you know, I some of the things reading between the lines I've been very dubious of. So I think maybe, you know, Anne is something you should look at, whether you speak to her or not about it. I don't know how one approaches that. Anyway, the foreskin stuff, a few years ago, sort of Hollywood actresses started pumping South Korean babies' foreskins into their foreheads, like a sort of collagen, like a Botox kind of thing. I know Linda did all that kind of shit. And there's just a lot of money in it, mate. There's a lot of good gold. So that's all, really. I'm just looking to help you out. There's two options. The first one is to go through a sort of medical, slightly more legitimate route at a Harley Street clinic, possibly, and then I'd be able to give you 75 quid. Or, I think you know Ian, he used to be a vet, and he worked at the Wetherspoons, but he's from the West Country. He worked at Monkey World for a long time and witnessed a lot of circumcisions there, so he is absolutely willing to do it. For a fee, of course, and I'd be able to give you a grand, Rog. I'd be able to give you £1,000 in cash. But look, glad you're getting on with a little scamp. What's her name? Or his name? That's great. That's obviously doing you the world of good. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I'm whispering because my dog, her name's Sienna, by the way. She's asleep, and I don't want to wake her. Anne's asleep as well in the other room. And just on your point about Anne, I know what you mean. I understand what you're saying about her being a dark presence in my life. But I don't think my therapist is referring to her, mate. She literally, you know, provides a room. Well, not really a room, but sort of a sofa that I can sleep on. And she gives me food, and I don't really have to give her anything in return. Nothing. I don't have to give her anything in return. I don't know what you think I give her in return, but I don't have to give her anything. So just to clear that up. and in regards to this foreskin business, that's a lot of money, mate, and that's going to be hard to turn down. I mean, does this guy, Ian, does he know what he's doing? I know he's watched monkey circumcisions, but he's never actually carried one out himself. I mean, I need to know the details, I think. That I'm safe if I'm under the knife, anesthetic wise, etc., etc. Okay, mate, hope to hear from you soon. Bye bye.
Hello, Roger, it's Brian. Look, I don't mind, mate, about whatever you do with Anne. It's whatever goes on behind closed doors, mate, it's not my business, you know. I'm not judging you. And look, if it's not Anne that your therapist's been talking about, and it's I think it's staring you in the face, you know, it's probably something that I should you know, come clean about. But I you know, I don't want to feel guilty anymore, because, you know, it's painfully obvious that it's Claire. You know, I've always thought that she's a very dark marble, and, you know, she's a classic menopausal, she's, you know, she's a hot flush cesspit, mate. You know, she's fucking nightmare. Hang on. Go on! Look, Ian witnessed up to seven circumcisions when he was at Monkey World. And, you know, he's absolutely prepared to do it, which I think, you know, for a fee and a bottle of Bushmills. So he's up for it tomorrow night, and he suggests that we meet in the Wetherspoons beforehand, so, you know, we can all have a few and then head back to the digs. The boys are out. The boys are racing, and we'll do it on the kitchen table. He's got everything you need to do it in a very correct way. So there's nothing to worry about, mate. So give me a ring tonight, or we'll speak in the morning, and We'll fix it up. All right, mate. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. I'd thought about Claire as well. That's a distinct possibility. She has made it very difficult for me with Jamie, and she has been very manipulative. And as you say, she's reaching the time in her life now when things are starting to sort of drop off. That's the medical term, obviously, but you know what I mean. And I probably have borne the brunt of that to a certain extent. and I'll be honest with you, mate, I'm up for the circumcision. I'm happy for Ian to do it. And just one thing, read the schedule tomorrow night. I'm free, but can we do the circumcision at your digs first and go to the Wetherspoons afterwards? I think I'd prefer it that way round. If that's good, let me know. Otherwise, I'll see you at your place tomorrow at about 7. Okay, I'll say look forward to it, but I'm a bit apprehensive. Okay, mate, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. I spoke to Ian, that's fine. We don't have to meet at the Wetherspoons, we can meet at my place at 5, did you say? But he did ask if he could get the Bushmills beforehand. I think it's just to settle his hands, you know. I'm not going to lie, it's not going to be completely plain sailing, but you'll have to wrap it up a bit, and it might be a bit sore for a couple of days. You know, you won't be able to do much with it. I'll be able to give you a grand. It will take about a fortnight before I can actually get it. So I think I've got to put it on ice, and I'm going to put it in some Tupperware and keep it in the fridge, and then take it to this chap the next day. But that's all fixed up, so we're all ready to rock. All right, mate, see you tomorrow at 5. Cheers, Rog. Bye-bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Feeling a bit groggy and obviously a bit sore down below. What day is it? Christ, it's Tuesday, which means I've been asleep for 2 days now. Blimey, I was a little worried when Ian said he was going to put me out with elephant tranquilizers. I'm glad he did, because that's the best sleep I've had in a while. So I hope it went well and everyone got what they needed. I don't know where Sienna is. Is she still with you? If you could let me know, mate, and let me know about the money, of course. And I gotta go. I shall go down to the pharmacy and get some painkillers if I can walk. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Sienna's dead. Yep, Sienna's dead. I'm quite surprised you're feeling as all right. It was pretty gruesome. But yeah, look, Ian put the foreskin in the Tupperware on the ice, and then it must have slipped off the table, and Sienna ate it, and she must have choked on it and died. Because we haven't got the fucking foreskin, so that's the end result of that. So I can't give you any money, and you haven't got a foreskin anymore. Sorry, mate. Cheers, Raj. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Great Big Owl.